This is a recording of the segmental system of Kirundi phonology. The informant is Mr. from Burundi in Central Africa. There are five vowels in Kirundi. Here are the examples of the vowels.
E, as in Ipiki Piki. E, as in Umugore. A, as in Isaha. O, as in Igitabo. U, as in Umuntu.
Only the E, A, and U sounds can occur initially in nouns, whereas E and O never occur initially in nouns, but can occur with other words, such as
ego, ego, which means yes. Oh yeah, which means no.
Here are examples of the consonants in Kirundi.
Imbugita, imbugita. The elsewhere, as in Iwumba. Iwumba, after a nasal, as in inhere, inhere, elsewhere, as in itari, the, as in idirisha, idirisha, after nasal, as in inhoko, inhoko, k, elsewhere, as in inhoko, inhoko, g, as in umugore, umugore, ch, as in itai, itai, as in ifu, ifu, as in ivu, ivu, as in isi, isi, z, z, as in izuba, izuba, as in isamba, isamba, z, as in izuru, izuru, m, umuntu, umuntu, n, as in inuma, inuma, nya, nya, as in inyama, inyama, r, as in umuriro, umuriro, w, w, as in wewe, wewe, yeah, yeah, as in ayandi, ayandi.
In Kirundi, vowels can occur either single length or double length. The length of a vowel sometimes changes the meaning of the word.
Guhaga, guhaga, which means to force. Listen to the other sound, the other vowel, which is longer. Guhaga, guhaga, which means to eat now. Listen to it again. Guhaga, 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 guhaga. Another example. Kubaza, kubaza, That's to ask. Kubaza. Kubaza. That's to work word. Listen to the difference. Kubaza. 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 Here are other examples. For instance, inkoko. Inkoko, which means a basket. But if you say inkoko, inkoko, it would mean chicken. So we have inkoko, 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 inkoko. E sound. Listen to the example. Gupima. Gupima, which means to measure. If you want to say gupima, gupima, it would mean nothing. So we have gupima, which makes sense, but gupima doesn't. Ah, ishaka, ishaka. That means the fact of wanting something. But ishaka, ishaka means a political party or just a group of persons. So we have ishaka, ishaka, and ishaka, ishaka. The U sound, umwumbati, umwumbati. This U is longer than if, for instance, I said umwumbati. It would mean anything, but if I say umwumbati, umwumbati, it means cassava, manioc. A sound, kugenda, kugenda. That means to walk, kugenda. If I said kugenda, kugenda, it would mean nothing. So we say kugenda, kugenda.
In Kirundi, pitch has functions which it does not have in English. In other words, Kirundi has lexically significant distinctions of pitch. Here are some examples.
Twakubuye, twakubuye, which means we swept today. Twakubuye, 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 which means we swept today. It can be the last word in the sentence. Twakubuye, twakubuye, twakubuye. We having swept today. Twakubuye, twakubuye, which means which we swept today. It's a sort of relative pronoun. Twakubuye, twakubuye, which means we swept before today, cannot be the last word. Twakubuye, 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 we having swept.